what would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. So recently I've been thinking about this little conundrum called work-life balance. You know the one. And I've been just struck by the enormous divide that the definition makes us do. It actually, by definitional standards, says there's work, there's the things you do, and then there's life. And I find that it kind of interesting. There's what you do, and then there's actually living. So by definition, one could see that work isn't supposed to bring you to life. It's supposed to just be that thing you do. And then you come alive on the other side. Then you actually get to live. You actually get to breathe. You actually get to take care and be healthy and vital and all those different things. And for a lot of us, that is how we actually experience the 9-to-5 and therefore after and the life thereafter. It feels incredibly separate. It feels like two different tracks, two different people, two different identities, never really being able to coexist. No matter how many motivational workshops somebody brings into a space to say, bring more of yourself in, right? And you may be smiling at the fact that I've just said that, because part of my work is this integration and this aspect of working with wholes, whole people, whole brands, whole organizations, whole selves, and real magic. And it's not what you think. But before I give away the secret formula to all the secrets, what I really wanted to focus in on in this episode is this work-life balance conundrum. So, if we go by this idea that work is a thing we do, it's just this meticulous execution of a series of tasks and functionalities, and once all that computing is done, once all of that programming is in place, once all of the results have been given, we then get to live. And this is a concept and a definitional perspective that comes from a body of work and a bigger movement, which I really resonate with, of thinking of things as finite and infinite. Because when we're playing a finite game, when we're in a finite structure, it obviously has a clear beginning, it has a clear middle, and the middle only exists by definition of the end, but it has a very clear end. It has a very clear purpose, it has a clear goal, it's got shared ideas, everybody subscribes to it, whether by design or by default, whether by revolution or not really evolution, let me take that back, but whether it's by consensus or just the fact that they're engaging in it. And I've been talking about this reactive responsive paradigm a lot, and this really ties right back in here with this. So this idea that we do this work and then at the end of the day, at the end of our career, at the end of our lives, we are rewarded with life. So we're actually playing for life. We're not actually alive. The victor gets to live. The victor gets to come alive. And by any game strategy that's out there, there can be only one, right? And I should have said that with much more of an accent or much more elocution. But that Highlander principle, which now makes me go want to watch Highlander again, is really, really kind of appropriate. Like, you may not like it. You may thunder it around in your voice and play around with it, make it caught in your mind. We love it, we hate it, but it's a reward system that's being played out right now. So, you know, especially if you're in sales and if you're in certain careers that are very merit-based and advancement-based and promotion-based and commission-based, there's that needing to jump the loop. There isn't that bureaucratic safety net of I know I'm going to get this and I don't have to perform at optimal level. My earnings or my ability to earn, my ability to get promoted, my ability to be noticed and seen isn't tied into that factor. But very often our world construction and our predominant worldview and the predominant way that things are done in and around us, because we're in a space of innovation, in this kind of a place of advancement, this place of technology, and it's not purely because of those things, it's because of a deeper, deeper structure that this conundrum may exist. And right, you feel it, don't you? Like, ugh, work, yay, life. And most of the time you're so pumped out and so deflated from having put out so many fires and put in so much effort just to manage the full stop, to staying in the same place and not having any interruptions and disruptions in the day. And that role of management is also another one of these constructions. Not to say all management is bad, but just the energy and the structure that it lives in, it doesn't allow for real pure oscillation. It doesn't allow for any transformation because it has to keep that equilibrium. And sometimes keeping that equilibrium comes at great stress and expense. So back to work-life balance. I'm really unpacking this because I really want to find this true way and help companies find these true ways and help individuals find this true way. So when I'm working with entrepreneurs, startups, scale-ups, small to medium businesses, but more really on the startup and scale-up front, it's really they're not only looking at the brand and how they're putting it all together, but the teams and the individuals in the teams. And again, I'm not going to give away the secret formula right now because we're focusing on work-life balance. So I want to spew this all out, but let's just take a breath before we get caught on this locomotive of just having to go somewhere, right? And having to do something and resolve something in this moment, because work life in itself is already a big meaty piece to bite into. So as I started unpacking this finite structure of work life balance, which plays out predominantly for most people, these are people who may not be doing the work that they love, may not even know what it is that they love because they've got pushed into a career or just picked what made the most financial sense in the moment or what was actually within reach. It could be the work environment, the work culture, the management style, but there's always a structure at play that's creating a circumstance, both internal and external, that's creating this environment. And the predominant nature is people don't get really passionate about going to work. But maybe that's not true for you and not true for your team. So let's explore this a little bit deeper and a little bit more. If we still apply the same thinking of work is something you do and life is something you be, or you know, you are, there's another dimension to work life. There's one when you're on the clock, you're functional, you're doing things like program start, then program ends, and you've got your downtime. And this is often also spoken in the field of work. Like, what will you do in your downtime, your weekend, your after hours? Because that's where you're having your downtime. And I also find that a very interesting conundrum or a frame of holding work-life balance, because it assumes that work means on and life means off, which is interesting because life actually does mean on, right? Which then means work would mean off, which then brings us back to that first definition. And the fact that people do experience work as not being something empowering and enthralling and enthriving and encompassing and enlived and envisioned and really something that helps them come alive, it makes them feel like work is more off. And then life is where the on button comes in, because that's where your ears perk up and your nose gets twitchy and like you twitch and you've just got this excitement of what's happening out there, and color returns to your face and personality comes back in, or more aspects of your personality come back in, and you potentially move back into being far more whole than you were having to put on that work mask and the work persona. And again, this is something that I'll leave for another podcast, in terms of that liquid gold that I'm talking about. But it is that idea that in a finite game, in a finite space, in a finite structure, in this kind of a constructive element, we cut off ourselves even more from who we are to be more singular-minded, more appropriate, more focused, more in tune and applicable to the end goal. That maybe our jokester doesn't get to come in, or maybe this other element of our personality isn't welcome because it's not going to help get the job done. And that's a normal human nature thing. It's normal for us to manage our own energy, to manage our own reactivity, our own responsivity, our own tension, our own ability to be able to get swept up and go into a place that doesn't serve the immediate environment. And it is not easy. Like that switch, that on-off switch between these things is very much there. And sometimes we just get triggered so deeply that you wonder what's going on, and a side gets seen that cannot be unseen, and it taints the quality of everything around it. So on and off as a work-life paradigm. The idea that work is what turns you off and life is where you wind down is definitely the bumper sticker paradigm, because of the fact that in one you're expected to be productive and the other you're expected to just chill, to Netflix, to eat, to be jolly and merry and rest and sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep and mindfulness and self-love and self-care and recharge and rejuvenate and sometimes put a plaster on it so that you can just get back up the next morning and carry on going. So it isn't a meaningful recharge. It isn't a full body, full experience recharge. It isn't a recalibration of any sorts in any way. It really just becomes just enough to power your batteries to keep the economy and the functionality going. And in any lemming structure, that again is a reward system of doing things the way that they have been done. It's really the anti the well-being economy concept. It's really anti a lot of other movements that are happening in the world around reinventing work and reinventing organizations and the Teal movement and human-centered design. Though even there it gets a little bit there's good intention there too. So there's all these movements that are looking for something deeper and more meaningful. And yet, work-life balance is still something where constantly optimizing for. And I know it's in my vocab. It's in what I talk about with my clients. And it's hard, because if we look at the structures that are the underpinnings of these words and the context of these words and the functionality of these words, as I'm describing to you right now, it becomes very, very, very tricky and a lot more deeper. And that's where the wholeness part comes in, and that's where deeper work comes in, not faster and scaling and pivoting for the sake of pivoting. The future isn't shallow, I really, truly, honestly don't believe. I really believe the future is deeper and more meaningful, not only because it's a fashion trend or a marketing trend or a buzzing hashtag, because it actually matters and because it actually drives the needle into flow. Because we're all wanting to optimize for something. We're all wanting to scale something. We're all wanting greater rewards. And we can't separate that bit from ourselves. This isn't for all of us to join a nunnery. And I don't know where global income will come into play in these conversations. Because I know I've been in quite a few conversations around global income where it's a great concept and it would be beautiful to eliminate the poverty line, but where does that then allow individual experimentation and expression and the desire to be of more service, the desire to be of more value, the desire to create and contribute and to be seen and rewarded for that? It's inherent in our structure, and that part would still want to get activated. It may not. I mean, it may go very Wally shaped and be very blubbery and suspended on the shadows of our former selves and so disconnected and augmented that we don't really know what we don't really know and what we don't allow ourselves to see. So what does that mean for work-life balance, and what do we want to make from it? Because, again, whenever I do this, whenever I have this conversation in real time with a real client or a prospective client, it really is your definition. Like, please don't find the blueprint and just take that on, because you're taking on somebody else's definitions. And I'm not even saying take on my definitions. What this podcast hopes to achieve is to reveal how the fabric is put together, reveal what the system is creating and designing for, and then intuitively and very much on brand and on purpose to choose accordingly for whether it is you with team or for the brand, and ultimately all in all together in wholes. So when I speak of work-life balance moving forward, if you hear me talk about this, and I'll try and keep this podcast bookmarked, that's the word, to be a foundational piece in that conversation, this is really an important piece to understand what work-life balance means for you and those around you, because we all have very different definitions. And that's also what makes it trickier, it more complex, and actually rich. Really rich. Like, the tapestry just got a whole lot more embroidered with a whole lot more meaning and a whole lot more subtext and a whole lot more value and a whole lot more to work with. So, noticing the energy, noticing the predominant cultural, societal, global human structure, whether it be internal or external, across so many metrics, across so many KPIs, across so many different ways of defining and measuring this in so many different departments of your life wheel or your business wheel or your brand wheel. Notice that construction and notice where you are in that construction. Notice how you are reacting to that construction, complaining about that construction, responding to that construction, and truly, hopefully, and ideally, and I'd love to help you here, creating beyond that construction. And then maybe not beyond, because I can see that that could also be a reactive paradigm, but creating what it is you truly want. Knowing that that is a reality and creating what is actually true for your business, your brand, your purpose. So, work-life balance is what you make it true, and there is a bigger narrative at play. So don't take it as a bumper sticker the next time you come across those words, and share it aimlessly and intentionlessly on social media going, yay, I've got it, without really connecting to it. Because we take those words as this beautiful, glossed over, idealistic, utopian thing that actually when asked, we can't really put a name to. It's just things are good, things mesh together. I guess there's equal times, or, you know, people then get kind of lost in like, what is that balance? Actually, that word balance becomes the hard point in that. And that is a point we didn't discuss so much in this podcast, because I really wanted you to notice the work-life dichotomy, the work-life polarity, and how it plays out. So, quite a nugget to get our heads around, and maybe glaringly obvious, but not a conversation we often get to have, right? Well, if you're listening to the Supernova podcast, it definitely is. So looking forward to sharing more wisdom with you, looking forward to striking more gold with you, looking forward to revealing more truth with you, and helping you design a space that is exactly that. Looking forward to hearing from you. Head on over to lenaski.com to find out all that there is to know. Follow me on Instagram. I've got my podcast, the Supernova podcast, which obviously you're listening to right now, which lives on Anchor and iTunes and all the really, really, really cool places. So you can find those links through those platforms or through the website, lenaski.com. And till then, stay true.